Previously on Previous Little Liars.
Where is Sean?
Sean who? Come on. They've slept together, right? Like, for sure. Just based on the clues. I don't know. I really love the notion of just naming a character and being like, they're it.
Welcome back, all you Pretty Little listeners, to Previous Little Liars, the podcast where we're going through season one of Pretty Little Liars, episode by episode, but only watching the previously ons. I'm Todd the Librarian, the only member of the panel who's actually seen season one of Pretty Little Liars. With me today is someone who's not ashamed of who they are. It's Marissa. Marissa, how are you doing?
I am not ashamed of who I am. That was a good one, Todd. Thank you. I'm doing good.
Good to hear. Next up, someone who wouldn't be caught dead camping out, Adam H.
Yeah, that's a fact. That is an absolute fact right there. Despite the fact that it was steamy in that tent. I mean, steamy with a capital S. I would like to be in the tent, but I'm not interested in camping out. Caleb is hot as hell. We have to be honest with ourselves here on this podcast, okay? We have to be honest. He is the hottest person on the cast. I don't know what to say. I don't even know who was before. Okay, we didn't talk about it. We didn't do any kind of hotness rankings or whatever. It's Caleb. That's what it is. Caleb, come on. Come on one time, Caleb, with that tent. I'll be pitch the tent. All right, let me tell you.
Adam.
Wow. Just wow.
PG-13, peeps. PG-13.
Yeah. Unfortunately, TV Lindy called me up to say she couldn't do this anymore. Not sure what that means. Maybe she'll change her mind. But today, it's just the three of us going through the previous for season one, episode 19, A Person of Interest. So without any further ado, let's jump in. So we open on Emily and Paige laying on a picnic blanket in the woods. Emily tells Paige, I'm not ashamed of who I am, but I used to be. And if we have to hide like this all the time, I'm going to start to feel that way again. Then we see them kissing somewhere else at night.
Somewhere else at night. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad this conversation's happening. I'm glad we finally got to this place in the storyline. This is good. It's only taken 19 episodes to get there. But, you know, it was the earlier 2000s. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, things were slower then. So I'm glad we're here now.
Yeah, admittedly, this relationship is new, right? So like this is relatively new, and it does seem like it's Moe's. I don't know who. Emily? No.
Paige.
Emily's the Paige. 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 It's whatever. It's just Moe's. It does seem like Moe's is more uncomfortable than Emily is. Like Emily is obviously kind of, you know, the one that's like a more, you know, a little bit in, you know, out there more or less. And so I think it's good that we're not still at that point. I think, right? It is Emily saying like, I just have to make sure. So like I appreciate that from Emily's perspective, right? Like she has gone through the 19 episode or whatever of like, and is now fully, you know, out there, and it's a way, you know, people know what's going on, which is really good. I don't know that did we ever like see any kind of like an announcement? Did we see any sort of indication besides like the pictures of the photo booth being taken and stuff like that? And maybe it got like leaked, but
like the whole parent conversation, it was like, they found out and then they were
we don't know the resolution of her parents after that initial kind of like whatever it was, anger, disapproval, we don't know 100%.
We saw her parents find out. We saw her dad appear to be more supportive than her mom. We saw her mom going through her girlfriend's bag, and then that's the last we ever saw of
okay. So, you know what? Good on Emily for having this stance. I like this, actually. I think this is really good. But also very understandable from Paige in this moment. New relationship. She's still figuring out for herself. And so there's a lot of like pressure there. I don't mind this. I don't hate this. I feel like we've been very down on the Emily storyline overall throughout the past 19 episodes. She was almost drowned, and there's, you know, whatever, but from the very little we've seen from this previously on, I do enjoy this. I think this is more interesting and compelling than what we've seen before of like the, you know, whatever the initial part of the story. I'm glad we got past this hump and are now in the part where she feels comfortable, wants to be, you know, public, and you know, she knows who she is and wants Paige to be the same. So but no rush, Moe's, like, to, you know, take time to figure out your own whatever perspective. And I like both of these characters, and I feel like a couple episodes ago, I did not. And so I don't know. Probably because both one of them was drowning the other. I was annoyed by all of what we had seen from Emily, like the first, whatever, 15 episodes. And then Paige came in and tried to drown her. I didn't really like that either. And so I don't know. I don't think I really liked either of them before. And I appreciate this. So, you know, full 180 here in just a matter of episodes.
Yeah, I feel like Emily is, to put it in Survivor coverage terms, like a purple character. It's like Purple Emily. Like, she's here and for just a little bit, and then she's not, and then she'll show up. So I wonder what she's been up to outside of the storyline.
This looks like a cute little picnic, though. This. It's like a little picnic. Not like a huge picnic guy, but it looks cute.
Well, in the next scene, Arya's mom is in the library telling Arya's dad that with all the lying sticking around, she feels like a teenager. He responds, "Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?" And they start to kiss, not knowing Arya is in the stacks spying on them.
Okay, so he left the house, right? Like, there was a leaving of the house by one of these parents, right?
Yes.
He left.
I believe actually she left, I think is what we actually
yes.
saw.
She leaves. They're getting back together. Behind Arya's back, but also everyone loves to read. That's what I've gotten out of the situation.
We're pro library. Todd, do you have these experiences in the library often? Do people do this in the stacks?
I haven't often found people making out in the stacks. Mm. I have come across people doing things that by themselves that probably shouldn't be doing in the stacks. That happens much more frequently, unfortunately, in most libraries I've worked at than people actually getting caught making out. But yeah,
they were not concealing the fact that they were making out. Like, they were in a very open part of the library. It's not like they were in the stacks in this moment. They were
I know. It's like Arya's in the stacks, and they're just in the middle of nowhere, or middle of everywhere. So yeah, strange.
Weird advice, I guess, if you're like gonna go do that in the library, bring a friend. Okay, don't do it alone. don't
buddy system. We don't love
the exactly system. Buddy system in the library.
Yikes!
Right, not the librarian. That's our official library advice.
So the next scene, not commenting. We see Ashley telling Caleb and Hannah that she found Caleb's backpack in the basement and tells him to go and not come back.
Okay, she seems like she does not like Caleb.
Yeah, there is clearly some history of Caleb here that we are not seeing, or that we just simply don't remember because we've talked about it a couple episodes ago. And totally, I'm willing to accept that it could be either one of them, but there's more at play here than just there's a guy sleeping in our basement that we don't like.
I mean, it could just be that her teenage daughter is hiding a teenage guy in the basement and not telling her mom that she has a guy living in their house.
Maybe.
Overprotective parents are definitely a thing. I'm not saying it's just that. I'm just saying that it's a possibility that it's just like overprotective mom.
I will say that like my comment is also colored by what we see later in the previous Leon from her of just like telling him, I did it for Hannah, not for you. Like that moment of like, I have the feeling they had like some sort of meeting in the past and he's connected to this family in one way, shape or form. I don't know what it is, but those are the vibes I'm getting.
This guy has a history.
She's overprotective. Like, I think both are true.
Yeah, I agree. I was definitely picking up those vibes.
Yep. All that we know about Caleb is that he was considered sketchy whenever he first showed up as the new kid a couple episodes ago.
Why, Todd? Like, those are
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like that's all that we know. But maybe the sketchiness is part of what she's picking up on.
Yeah. Well, to be clear, we know one other thing about Caleb, too.
That he's hot.
That he's hot. Yeah, absolutely. That's the other thing. That's correct, Marissa. Exactly correct.
Oh, goodness. So next we see Fitz come home to find a dressed up Arya saying, "Welcome home, honey," to which she eloquently replies, "Wow," before she kisses him. You can tell disturbing. He's an English teacher there. Then we cut to Jenna and Arya in the school bathroom where Jenna says she knows why Arya likes Mr. Fitz so much because he takes such a personal interest in his students.
Jenna, just mind your own business, okay? This doesn't involve you, okay? Just let them live their life, you know? Also, was this at like his place? Was that she just like snuck into? That's what I'm assuming.
I'm assuming. Yeah.
Okay. Just I don't know. Am I supposed to not like this? Like the two of them? Yeah. I feel like, really though? Like, am I really supposed to not like them?
I mean, the show is probably no, but I don't know. There's just like a power dynamic I'm not a fan of in the storyline, me personally.
I'm not saying go do this, okay? I'm certainly not saying if you are either a high school student or a high school teacher to participate in this particular type of relationship. I am not advocating for the practice of this. Mm-hmm. However, the viewing experience... I don't know how to not like this. I just don't like I, okay. this is, okay. I don't know.
And I mean, I don't know how to like it. So yeah. I think we're kind of at an impasse there.
I don't know.
Well, but also, okay, can we just talk about that? Like, what does Jenna know? How does Jenna know it? She totally saw things. She sees things with her eyes.
Yes, Marissa, yes. Everything you're saying outside of the shitting on their relationship. It's very correct. She absolutely on the saw relationship. She absolutely saw something, or maybe she knows something because she used to date Fitz back in the before her.
The before
that, maybe that was the Jenna time. Incident. Ooh. Since we still have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
Probably not. But
the Jenna thing.
The Jenna thing.
Yeah, it's the Jenna thing.
Not the incident. I don't know where we got
it. It's an Adam thing.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. Now a quick break for some ads.
Well, next we see Hannah's mom asking Hannah where she's been, and Hannah says, with Caleb. We see Hannah and a shirtless Caleb making out in a tent as Hannah says, we camped out. So Adam, get it out of your system.
It's just, no, I don't need to spend a ton of time on this other than this man is hot. That's it. That's all I need to say.
Okay.
This
was hot. Wait, that besides, tents get very humid, and it would not be a comfortable experience. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
all I kept thinking about was like how humid it's gonna get in there with them like steaming up, and then like the tent, unless they like
sometimes
ventilated
part
the tent.
Of it, though,
sure, I get it. I mean, yeah, Titanic it up, but yeah, like you're saying,
like there's a boiler room in there, things get a little steamy, and. I don't know. Like sometimes that's part of the appeal. Everyone's just hot and heavy. And you know,
sure. But one thing the scene did is told us that she's no longer with that dude who didn't want to go in.
Oh yeah. Adios, Sean. Adios. We'll be seeing you. Have fun at prom. Hope your car's okay.
So next we see Spencer telling Toby that she figured out the Braille message was 214, not BAD. Toby says they have to figure it out for both their sakes, and we cut to them kissing.
So in the interim, between the last time we recorded a podcast and this, I have talked with Sarah about the 214. Not, she didn't tell me anything. She's not revealing anything. She is frustrated that we have not figured it out yet. So she has this frustration that we have not solved what this puzzle is yet.
Is she also watching the previously on?
I have no idea what she's watching. I have no clue. I have no idea. Okay. I think it was kind of impressive that we got to the 214 from some random snippet of Braille. No, that's not enough. We have to solve this thing. And so I have two new theories.
Okay. Let's hear them.
Okay. I have two new theories. Number one, it is a quantity of something. I don't know exactly of what. 214 somethings. I don't know. I have no students, maybe. It could be. I have no idea.
Ooh, a page in the yearbook.
A page in the yearbook, maybe. My other thought, what about a like hotel room? I'm thinking like
teenagers.
Well, I know they're teenagers. That's what I'm saying. After prom, we go to a hotel. Second, I feel just because of like the cadence, right, of two, second floor and then room 14. I feel like hotel rooms have to, you know, be a lower number at first, and then it has to be a like room number. Like it couldn't be like 1394. You know what I mean? Like that's not a hotel.
Yeah, some hotels have 13 floors.
Okay, well.
But probably not in this town.
Probably not in this town. There's probably not that many hotels. So those are my two new theories. It's a quantity or a hotel room.
Well, I'm, even though she's telling me, well, you're telling me through, she's telling me through you, yeah, that we haven't figured it out. I'm still on the locker theory. And also, what if it's just the number 7? Because 2 + 1 + 4 = 7.
Oh, just simple addition. And we are, yeah, not, well, okay, so what would this, what would the 7 then?
I have no idea. I don't know. Or it's Valentine's Day, or it's somebody's birthday. Or, yeah, maybe it's Valentine's Day. Maybe something happened on Valentine's Day in their collective history.
2-1-4. February. Yeah.
14th.
Of 4. Okay.
No,
okay.
Like, just no, oh, year. Like
2-1-4.
Yeah. Like 2-14. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, those are our new theories of 2-1-4. Yeah,
that's what we got.
Right, that's what we got. Next up, Ashley tells Caleb he can stay with him for a short time in the guest room. He thanks her, and she says she did it for Hannah, not him. Outside, Caleb's on a cell to someone, telling them, I can't do this anymore. It's over. I'm out.
See? See? That's what I'm saying.
He's suspicious. No, well, so number one, there's, I agree with you completely, Marissa. There's clearly more here of her mom. Like, put, there's some history, context, something. I don't know what. There's something going on here. But also, what can't he do anymore? Snitch? Report? What is this secret life that you're living
he
here?
He caught the feels. So he can't.
He caught the feels, so he can't. But what was he in there to do? Maybe.
And who is he talking to?
A.
A. For sure, A. Without a doubt.
The group of A. The A's.
A collective. He was talking to A. But so what can he do? Was in there to report? Could this have been a, this is the same family as the lasagna money. Yeah. This is the, what if, oh my God, what if Caleb is actually the real last Potter? And he is undercover trying to figure out who took all of Gam Gam's money in the bag. What if that's his whole secret ploy? He's in there as a super secret agent to figure out who scammed dear old Grandma Potter out of cash.
That could be. I just really want him to ask for lasagna.
And he's like, oh, you know what my favorite food is?
Lasagna.
Mama. Mama. Well, I was going to. What's
Ashley.
That? Mama Ashley. No, okay, whatever. You know what my favorite food is, Ashley? Mother of the girl that I'm banging in tents. I love a good lasagna. It just hits the spot. Can I help you make one? Do you have any lasagna noodles to use for this?
Oh, also, sure. Can we just, I mean, I know we talk about this quite often, how on Previously Ons, we see things that are not necessarily in the same order as they're presented in the show, but all we have is the order in which we are viewing this information. So what I take from this information is that Caleb slept with Hannah in a tent and got upgraded to a bed. That's all. He was on a couch in the basement. Yeah. They went camping and then he got upgraded to the guest room. And I don't know what that says about the early-ish 2000s. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like having sex in the guest room is not as like promiscuous and fun as like sneaking around in the basement, you know? Like, once it's almost like too fancy, the guest room.
Well, and now there's more visibility by the mom because they're on the same floor. But it just was an interesting mom move if it happened in that order.
All right. Finally, we see Spencer's parents coming in and telling her they're trying to help her, but she has to be completely honest with them. There's policemen in the living room because they know she lied to them. Outside, the other three liars get a text. Spencer Hastings, now a person of interest in my death. A.
We would be remiss to not emphasize the pause between Spencer Hastings, now a person of interest. Pause.
It was so bad.
From we watched this together just before, and it was very funny. It was very funny hearing Marissa cackle over in my death.
I was like, okay, I'm reading a headline, and then it was like, in my death.
Okay, So let's break this down here. What did Spencer tell the police? Because we had seen, we've seen them interact with the police a couple different times. We saw the video being shown. We saw all of the Toby stuff happen. We saw the trophy from, I think that was the last time. It doesn't necessarily mean timeline wise it's back to back or whatever, but you know, last time we did see the trophy, presumably Ian's trophy, involved there. So what did Spencer must have told the police? Something involving Ian? Who was at the table also? Was that Melissa? When Spencer's parents came in, there was someone at the table. I just don't know who.
I'm thinking it might have been Melissa.
I think it was Melissa too.
I didn't pay close attention, but I think that might have been Melissa.
So I wonder if maybe like that is part of the lie, the Melissa Ian of it all. I also think, and I have to be honest, I think this potentially hurts the case for Spencer being A, and I was kind of on that train all the way, unless this is like a double fake, this is a
red herring type thing.
Double fake out. She's like putting herself up because she knows she could come up with some exculpatory evidence, even though she is A. So I don't know. I don't know the logic. I haven't worked through that part of it yet. But I'm just saying, if you're A, I don't think that you put suspicion on yourself and have yourself be arrested. You know, I feel like you're not doing that. But maybe you are. Maybe this is just a double fake.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on here. I know that, like, okay, there was the trophy. They went to talk to the cops. They probably got talked into something. But they left after that. So whatever they said wasn't like that big of a deal last time they were at the cops. Something happened between then and there. Like the cops found something between when they went with the trophy to now. Does it have to do with the 214? Does it have to do with Trevor? Because Trevor was saying, for both our sakes. Remember? He was like, we have to...
Toby, you mean?
Toby, that's what I mean. Sorry. Also, I was watching Love is Blind and there's a Trevor.
Oh my God, I love Trevor from Love is Blind. Yeah. Oh my, can we talk Love is Blind spoilers for... That's so off topic. Lindy was never.
Toby for... Yes, justice for Trevor. But Toby's and her sake. So we don't really know what that sake is. But I have a feeling this is the moment where they get caught on that sake. Whatever it is. They're like, we have to figure it out for both our sakes. I think the cops figured it out before she could figure it out, and it implicates her.
It implicates her, but does that mean that she did it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is the question, right? Like, it definitely does implicate her, especially all of the stuff that connects her and Ian. Right, like that's the triangle part of this is her. Well, it's really a quadrangle, I guess, if you include Melissa in there.
Would you say it's a rhombus?
It's a rhombus. What a great shape, rhombus.
Yeah.
Best shape name for sure.
That's why.
Should we rank the shape names? Parallelogram. It's up there.
Trapezoid. Sorry. Go ahead.
Love a trap. Allison, Ian, and Melissa. That's like the rhombus, the love rhombus that's happening here. And so she is implicated because Ian and the trophy and the golf clubs, and she went on the trip and lied about that. In my mind, like, that is the lie that we have seen thus far. I don't know why the police would be, because it's not like it happened then. It's not like Allison was murdered in Hilton Head, or I think that's where it was. Wherever.
Yeah.
It's not like she was murdered there and like that's what was going on, but like that's the thing that we've seen her lie about involving Ian, and like it was a golf trophy. So
who lied?
Sorry, not Allison, Spencer. That's who I've been talking about the whole time. Have I been saying Allison? I don't know.
I'm trying to say, why do you think Spencer has lied about the Hilton Head thing?
So didn't Spencer say that she was going to visit?
No, that was Allison that said that she was going to go visit
Ian.
Well, then I have no idea.
No, Allison's just going to go visit her grandmother, but they think that she actually went to see Ian. So Spencer was not the one lying in that situation.
Oh, so what did Spencer lie about? Why is she in trouble? This makes no sense.
We don't know for sure. Because the girls have definitely lied about things, but
sure.
But we don't know what particular lie they got caught out in here.
Correct.
So this could be anything. We have no clue.
Yeah.
Right? We just, like, genuinely, we have no idea what the cops are involved in. Okay, so if it's not the Hilton Head stuff, what if it's, like, the video stuff? Because I feel like that's the other kind of big thing that the cops have been, you know, pressing the girls about, right? Like, we've seen a couple different times now. They've shown them the video. They've, like, you know, tried to figure out who, like, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, I don't know what she'd be lying about there, though.
I don't know. And I don't know if we'll ever find out. Yeah.
Yeah. This is tough. Yeah. Usually I feel like we can make up some better answers than this, but I have no idea. I just feel like if Spencer is A, she wouldn't do this to herself. But what if Toby is also A and is framing Spencer, who is also A, to try and be the sole A? Or have I just been watching too much Traitors recently? And is that just what's in my head now? If you have to get out the other Traitor.
They have to work so hard because the other one does so little.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I will say, I don't know that we know why she lied, but there have also been things that have been shown where it seems like someone is trying to frame Spencer. So it's possible that it's not that she actually lied. It's like the framing makes it look like she lied,
yeah,
even though she didn't. I will say, this is not me spoiling things or anything like that. I honestly don't remember. I cannot remember for the life of me what this refers to. So I don't know if it actually is a lie or if it's a result of all the things that come up about people trying to frame Spencer and the police think she's lying when she's not. I don't know which one of those it is.
It is the cops, you know?
True. Yeah. True.
Yeah. And one more thing I want to say, dodecahedron. Just had to get that out there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, well, actually, not to follow up on the shapes. This is actually back to the show. I don't know why I'm trying to get this back on track here at all. Great to see an A message again. It feels like it's been so long since we have seen a little A message to the girlies. We love this. I love the psychological torture. Good for them.
Good for them.
You know, as good as it could be.
All right, and that's it for our recap of Season 1, Episode 19. Please join us next time when we talk through the recap for Season 1, Episode 20, Someone to Watch Over. And until then, bye!